Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and this is part of our National Farm Safety Week special segment here during the show. And we're catching up now with Joe Kessel from Double Barrel Entertainment. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Tom.
Joe, it's so good of you to jump on the line for us here this morning. It's a very important topic, Farm Safety Week, and we're going to get to that in a moment. But the name, Joe, I want to know more about this. What is Double Barrel Entertainment?
Well, Double Barrel Entertainment started a few years back, and we run the rodeos at Boy Up Brook Rodeo at the Harvey Dixon grounds there. So we also put a big rodeo on at the beer farm down at Kwaramup a few years back. So, yeah, we've been rodeoing for years and years, and we then decided to put rodeos on.
There you go. That's awesome. So, look, it's always a sellout down there, Harvey Dixon's rodeo there in Boy Up Brook. It's always
yeah, it
a big event.
Is.
It's very, very
yeah,
popular.
Yeah, it is. It brings in a lot of people. And we have a shindig that we run on the Friday night. So people come down and they camp. And, yeah, they certainly have a lot of fun. And the rodeos, it certainly draws big crowds.
There you go. Well, I'm glad to find this out, Joe, because a lot of people kind of, you know, it's Harvey Dixon's rodeo, so it's nice to know who's behind that and making it all come together as well with Harvey, so that's excellent.
Now, that's right.
Now, Joe, it's not just the rodeo, though. There's something else we do here which we're going to talk about from a farm safety perspective, and these are boots. We're talking some really, really top-level safety boots.
That's right. We have branched out. We had an opportunity to do a shop online. We haven't actually got the shop online running as yet, but we will do once we go to the Darren Field Day, because we're going to take all our boots there. But these boots come in from America, and years ago the cowboys and that used to wear Durango boots, you know, for all the rough stock riding and stuff like that. The girls would be wearing them even themselves, the cowgirls. But we actually now have bought in safety boots, which would be like paramount for, you know, your farmers on the land. And also we're heading into like the emergency services, so the farming and also just your emergency response up in the mining industry, and even the AMBOs, the fireys over east. The fireys have got into these new boots because they really have got some really good quality about them. Like they're fireproof, they're waterproof. They're also, like, obviously for emergency service, they've got, like, a bloodborne pathogen resistance. And all the boots have to have, like, an Australian, New Zealand, you know, code that, you know, they have to pass the standards here, which they do. So, yeah, and they're full-grain leather. They've got really good soles on them. And, yeah, they've got an inside zipper, which makes them easier to put on. They're lace-ups, but they've still got the zip on the side. And also for the farmers, we've got the camel-coloured boot that a lot of them would be used to, just the lace-ups. But these ones are what we call the Rocky 8 Alpha Force Coyote side zip. So they've got a fairly good name, but they've got a really good sole on them. They're oil and slip resistant. You know, they're heavy duty. They've got, you know, your steel cap toes. So all of these are, obviously, they're fantastic for, you know, safety on farm. And the one other boot, we've got lots of boots. So we've got them for rodeo and camp drafting and all that sort of thing. But we've also got these two special safety boots. And one other one, which is for the hunters. So for all your pig hunters, we've got the camo boots that they lace up to the knee, but they're snake-proof. So, yeah, there's quite a selection there for people.
I'll tell you what, you don't have to be a hunter to want snake-proof boots there, Joe. I'd be keen on a pair of those.
I know. I'd be keen on them too.
Yeah. Hey, look, that's an awesome rundown, Joe. It sounds like there's a lot coming from this company in particular, and it's great to see that you're going to be stocking these and you can purchase them online here in Australia. But if I hear you correctly, you're going to have some of these that people can come and pick up and feel and touch and look at the Darren Field Day.
Yes, most definitely. We're going to be at the Darren Field Day for the 2 days. In the pavilion, and we will be showing all our boots. We'll have them there so people can see them and look at them. And then we obviously will have an online shop going by then, so they can go online and order them.
Yeah, too good. Well, look, Joe, we really appreciate your time this morning just to highlight National Farm Safety Week and bring some awareness that it's not just steel cap boots out there, guys and gals. There's these other boots as well, and they could be worth a real look. So, Joe, thank you very much for your time. All the best until we see you at Dowran.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks for allowing us to do this. I'm sure that everyone will love to have a look at them too. So come and see us at the Dowran Field Day.